Now, I have a wee test for the boys and girls this morning, and I was going to really let you stay down there because you might need some help for your mummy or daddy, but if you can't answer, you asked your mummy or daddy for a wee bit of help, okay? I'm going to tell you, I'll read you a couple of verses from God's Word first of all, and they're found in Mark's Gospel chapter 8 and verse 36 and verse 37. And here's what the Bible says. They are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Those are well-known verses, boys and girls, aren't they? And what the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to teach us in those verses is the value of our soul. Now, I'm going to test the boys, first of all, with these. I sent my wife yesterday for two boxes of sweets, and these, I don't really like these or not, but this is what we got. I was lying on the floor with a sore back this past 2 weeks, so I wasn't doing any shopping. So I want some of the boys to guess how much these were, put a value on them, and whoever gets the closest can have them. And I want some of the girls to guess what price these were. And these are new addition according to this box. These are blackcurrant matchmakers. I don't know if you'd like them or not, but you can always give them to your granny or something if you don't like them yourself. But some of the boys, first of all, whoever guesses the closest can have these here. Put a value in this here. What do you say?
£2.
£2. What do you say?
£1.
£1. What do you say?
£1.60.
What do you say? £1.29 is exactly right, so there you are. This boy, not a bit soft. You can send him down to the shop with the money and he'll come back with change, I would say. So they're £1.29. In fact, they're reduced to 99p, but that doesn't matter. The price of them were £1.29. Right, girls. The girls are usually shrewd with the money. No, I married a girl who's pretty shrewd with the money anyway, but here you are. What do you think, dear?
£2.40.
What do you think? You don't have a clue. Somebody should marry this girl here. Keep an eye on her. £1.40. Any other girls?
£1.20.
You said £1.20. What did you say?
£2.20.
£2.20. What do you think?
Pound.
What about you?
£1.30.
Any of these other girls? There's a great girl here. She's no idea about money at all. The only girl I've right, man. Well, these here were £1.79. Somebody said £1.40. Is that right? I think you're the closest. Everybody else is farther away, so there you are. So, you see, sometimes we're good at putting value on things, and sometimes we're not. But when the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to put a value on our soul, here's what he said. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What he was really saying was this, boys and girls. If you could live your life and get all the money together and the whole world and get it all in your bank, and if you could get all the gold in the world and all the silver in the world and all the jewels in the world and all the precious things in the world and get them all together and call them your own, and then if you were to lose your own soul, that would be a bad deal. Boys and girls, what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying is this, that the most precious, valuable thing in the whole world is your soul. That's the only thing that will ever last for all the countless ages of eternity. All the money in the world, it will be burned up and stolen and rusted and decaying. And all the gold and the silver, it will lose its value. But your soul will last for all the countless ages of eternity. Now, when we come to God's Word, the first thing I want to think about, boys and girls, is what it costs to provide salvation for your soul. When we come to the Bible, here's what the Bible says. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And you see, boys and girls, your soul and my soul was so precious that God gave his only begotten Son to save it. It not only cost God his Son, when the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth, he could say in John's Gospel chapter 10 and verse 11 that the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So we see the cost of providing salvation. God had to give his only begotten Son. The Lord Jesus Christ had to give his life, and then he had to shed all his blood. He had to shed all his precious blood. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, or chapter 9 and verse 12, it says, "Neither by the blood of goats nor calves, but by his own blood, He entered in once into a holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And what that really means, boys and girls, is that it wasn't animal's blood, and it wasn't sheep's blood, and it wasn't goat's blood. It was his own precious blood. Can you see now the value of a soul? God gave his only begotten Son that you might be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life that you might be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood that you might be saved. And you see, that's what it cost to provide salvation for our souls. So that's the cost of providing salvation. It cost God his only begotten Son. It cost Jesus Christ his life. It cost Jesus Christ his precious blood. And even more than that, it cost Jesus Christ everything that he had. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 it says, chapter 9 verse 8, it says, "For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," you see, the Lord Jesus Christ was rich in heaven, "yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich." And you see, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ gave away everything that he had, that he might provide salvation for our souls. Isn't that wonderful? So we see the cost of providing salvation. And I want to think, secondly, of the cost of receiving salvation. What do you think it costs to receive salvation? Anybody tell me? Any of the boys and girls tell me?
Nothing.
Nothing, that's right. It costs absolutely nothing. Those sweets are only $1.29. And those other ones are only $1.79. But you can get saved for nothing. Isn't that great? You can get saved by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Some of the brethren quoted a verse in the prayer meeting this morning. It's found in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. It just simply says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Isn't that wonderful? And boys and girls, you see, it cost everything to provide salvation, but it cost nothing to get it. All you have to do is turn away from your sin and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. So what did it cost to provide salvation? Well, it cost everything. What does it cost to get it? It costs nothing. Now, what does it cost if you refuse it? You know, boys and girls, there are many people in the world. There's maybe somebody in here this morning, and you have refused the Savior. You've said, "Look, I know I need it, but I don't really want it. And I know that Jesus died for me, but I'm not going to get saved. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to enjoy myself, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that." Do you know what that'll cost? And boys and girls, this is serious now. This will cost your soul. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" It's possible to lose your soul. It's possible, boys and girls, to lose that precious thing that you have called your soul. It's possible to lose it in the lake of fire. It's possible to be cast out from heaven and not be allowed into heaven because we haven't got a Savior. And that's what it costs if you refuse the Savior. And I trust all the boys and girls this morning, as you think about what God has done for us on the cross, as you think what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us at that place called Calvary, and he shed all his blood, and he gave everything he had that we might be saved. And he just says, "Come unto me, and you'll be saved." And I want you to think what it's going to cost if you refuse the Savior. If you refuse to be saved, boys and girls, it will cost your soul. Older people, it will cost you your soul if you refuse the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust this morning that every boy and girl and every adult here will make sure that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.